WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. For 10 weeks in 1964, actor Lorne Greene was on top of the pop charts, even while he continued to manage the Ponderosa on TV's Bonanza. His hit was a song called Ringo. Rocker to Ken Tucker explores the crossover between the television studio and the recording studio, and he has a review of two new albums from stars who have left one for the other.
There's a long, if not exactly illustrious, history of television performers yearning to become part of the rock and roll world. The first example of this tendency remains the best. Ricky Nelson, the whining, smart-aleck little brother in The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, established himself as one of the best singers in 50s rock through pure strength of will. He wanted it so bad that he did it. He turned himself into a first-rate Elvis Presley disciple. Other teen idols didn't fare as well. Real rock fans still play Ricky Nelson music, but no one plays the junk recorded by Bobby Sherman or David Cassidy or Sean Cassidy. Yet all of them were big TV stars in the 60s and 70s. Bravely attempting to buck this historical tendency are Lisa Hartman and Rick Springfield. That's Rick Springfield and Rock of Life from the album of the same name. It's an okay song, I guess, but it rather lacks personality, don't you think? Now here's Lisa Hartman. That song is called Tempt Me If You Want To, and the song sounds as awkward and vague as its title. Now, let's make the case for these two as legitimate rockers. First of all, they were both professional musicians before they became TV stars. Springfield as a doctor on General Hospital, Hartman as the much-abused C.G. Dunn on Knots Landing. Springfield, in fact, had a hit record in 1981 called Jessie's Girl that many critics, most certainly including myself, thought was very good indeed. And he followed it up that same year with a tune called I've Done Everything For You, You've Done Nothing For Me, that remains to this day the most spiteful rock record this side of the Rolling Stones Under My Thumb. The closest Springfield comes to hard-edged excellence on this new album, however, is on a song called Honeymoon in Beirut.
Tell me, why do I stay?
Rick Springfield's album has the air of someone who knows he's never going to be hip with people who admire Sonic Youth or the Pet Shop Boys, and he doesn't really give a hoot. Lisa Hartman, on the other hand, gives many hoots. Her album strives to be all things to all listeners. She tries to rock hard one minute and sing softly the next.
It's more than I could ever say with words. It's more than tears and fears and living in different worlds. When you're out there on your own, you're not alone. Till my heart stops beating, you'll be to me the one that keeps me going, stronger than my wildest dreams.
Hartman has a strong, sure voice, and with the right song, she could easily get herself a hit. And that, ultimately, is the only way a TV star makes it in rock, on the strength of hit records. They don't have the advantage of establishing a personality slowly, through their music, the way most rock performers do. Their personalities have been all too clearly delineated on their TV shows. Their television fame denies them any mysteriousness or the possibility of unpredictability that most struggling rock acts take for granted. Hartman and Springfield understand that they have to give themselves over to the music. And as sincere and listenable as it is, the music here probably isn't going to make them rock stars.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Shaking in my hands. Will it ever quit? I'm near the door. I just have to open it. Will you recognize my face when you see me in the light? If you feel out of place.
This is Fresh Air.